Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Sight Unseen, a Travelogue by Jonathan Robinson. Thank you for listening.
In his hotel room, the tourist dreams of the native quarter. In the native quarter, he becomes nostalgic for the vacuousness of the hotel room. He has come for an entertainment which, at every step, risks becoming too intrusive, too threatening. Yet to retreat is to reject the content of his own desires. He is the product of a culture that looks restlessly outside itself for its dream material.
Americans like to dress informally, entertain informally. And they treat each other in a very informal way, even when there is a great difference in age or social standing. Friendly joking or banter is natural to Americans, although foreigners may find it overbearing or disagreeable. Americans are achievers and keep business achievement charts on their office walls and sports awards displayed in their homes. Americans value punctuality. They keep appointment calendars and live according to schedules. Americans ask a lot of questions, and you may be asked very personal questions by someone you have just met. No impertinence is intended. Silence makes Americans nervous. They would rather talk about the weather than deal with silence in a conversation.
It is said that a man's desire to know a foreign country is his desire to know its women. But here my sex drive disappears almost completely.
It is said that Americans believe only in what they can see.
He enters a dream city with streets consisting only of steps, dark impasses, small squares built on sloping terrain so that they looked like ballet sets designed in false perspective. Tunnels, ramparts, ruins, dungeons, cliffs. He enters the city as if entering his own mind. Or, reversing it, he allows the topography of the city to become his mind.
The political fate of the nation concerns him only so far as it impinges on his idiosyncratic pleasures.
Before dawn, a boy leads me down to the river into a long black wooden boat. We push off into the dark gray mist. A girl emerges beside us in another boat. For a rupee, she places a candle inside a lotus flower and sets it afloat. The flame and the girl slowly disappear into the mist, now pink. The boy points to my right. Look, baby. Face down, wrapped in gauze, a small corpse drifts by. Soon the mist clears to reveal the ancient city and the pilgrims bathing in the holy morning waters.
And the grotesque line steps that lead down to where bodies burn along the river. Monkeys overturn the marketplace. Peacocks strut in gardens. Marching bands lead festival processions. Women carry flowers and oils to temples. Children fly kites from rooftops. Color and movement continually thicken.
I have a guidebook, but I want to be lost.
Hey, Are, why are you urinating in the streets? You're an American, aren't you? You should know better.
Time is simply what a clock reads. The clock can be the rotation of the earth, an hourglass, a pulse count, the thickness of geological deposits, or the measured vibrations of a cesium atom.
I sleep in bare rooms of wood and stone. I feel nothing but wood and stone. I live in a hotel in which all the rooms are occupied by Tibetan lamas. I'm struck by the number of doors in the corridors that are always left ajar. What had at first seemed accidental begins to be disturbing. I find that in these rooms live members of a sect who have sworn never to occupy closed rooms.
Milk tea, lemon tea, black tea,
milk tea,
dalbat,
lemon tea,
takari,
black tea,
subji,
dalbat,
chili,
takari,
sag,
subji,
momo,
chili,
rakshi,
sag,
chapati,
momo,
pancake,
rakshi,
porridge,
chapati,
orange,
pancake,
sugar,
porridge,
cheese,
orange,
biscuits, BT, whiskey.
In the Mount Everest region of Nepal, porters ascend to altitudes of 15,000 feet and higher on rock and ice, with feet often bare. Dawn to dusk, 7 days a week, they support 100-pound baskets on their backs with leather straps on their foreheads. They carry supplies for the foreign trekkers.
Hunter! Hunter! Junta! Junta!
In the desert, as in the mountains, time slows down, the mind expands, and the body diminishes.
The camel driver leads the tourists into a small village where he sells opium. An old woman lying in bed motions through her open doorway for help. She has a pain in her head. A small crowd gathers to see what medicines the tourists carry. Behind the crowd, a young wide-eyed girl stands with a huge gash on top of her head. Flies swarm over the nearly dried blood. Her face tilts and her open mouth drips saliva. The tourists are horrified. They communicate to the villagers that the girl needs to go to a doctor. No one responds. The villagers stand about unwilling or unable to understand the simple words and gestures. The tourist feels sick and hysterical. The villagers never look at the girl. No one acknowledges her presence. They do not even see her. After a while, the villagers walk away, and the tourists have nothing to do but follow their camel driver back into the desert.
First class means waiting room. Second class means waiting room.
Hey, Baba.
First class we means waiting room. Second class we means waiting room.
Hey, master.
Vegetarian refreshment room.
Hey, white man.
Non-vegetarian refreshment room.
Hey, Babu.
I make my way through one India to find another.
Veg or non-veg, Sahib?
Travel is possible only because of the British.
Hey, Babu.
Class 4, worksman restroom. Class 4, workman's restroom.
I see India through the eyes of colonialists.
Gana na aaya! Bajana na aaya! Gana, bajana, bajana, aur gana! Yeah! Yeah!
The land is wide and empty beyond the train. There is almost no one to be seen. A small boy climbs aboard. Squatting to fit under the seats, He makes his way through the car, pushing the thick layer of coal soot, paper, and peanut shells with a small rag out the other end of the car. He returns down the aisle to collect a few rupees before hopping off to catch a train going in the opposite direction. On an upper berth, a sadhu in a loincloth sits cross-legged in meditation. Omelette. Women spread their saris and sleep on the floor with their children. An old red-turbaned man without a seat crouches and wraps his thin brown arms around a pair of legs for balance. Large bearded men in the kitchen car sweat as they stir large pots of mutton curry.
I sit on trains for days reading Dickens. The train seems like an asylum, tracking through the subcontinent without end.
Around midnight, the train stops to change engines. Tea is served on the platform in white porcelain cups and saucers.
Through the streets on a rickshaw, I grow weightless. Being served is intoxicating. Like any romantic, I had always been vaguely certain that sometime during my life I should come into a magic place which in disclosing its secrets would give me wisdom and ecstasy. Perhaps even death. I dream that I'm with a woman who remains silent during sex. I complain because she doesn't moan with pleasure. Suddenly, a man grabs me by the collar and asks if I wouldn't like to hear some real moaning. Fascinates me. The spectacle of poverty becomes a test of my strength, my numbness.
Disco, disco, disco.
Bakshish, bakshish.
The steps to the monkey temple are long, narrow, and steep. Before climbing, I am obliged to pay the boy at the bottom to guard my bicycle.
Bakshish.
Otherwise, I've been warned, he will puncture my tires.
Namaskar.
India, it is said, brings out concealed elements of the personality.
Near the top, another boy stands. He faces Buddha's eyes atop the dome. Just as I come up behind him, he turns to me. He has no jaw, no tongue, no lips. Blocking my way, he holds out his hand. I give away another rupee, but my willingness to comply, even with the deserving, is beginning to wither.
Jagatah pitarau vande Parvati Parameshwara.
I realize that I haven't spoken to anyone in days. I can't remember when I last heard English spoken.
Is your good name? Why have you come to India, sir? What is the purpose of your journey? You have no focus. You need to study excuse me, sir. You need a point of study for travel in India.
London. Hello, sir. How are you?
You are undertaking a superficial picture book tour. Yes, that's right.
Americans are driven to achieve what psychologists call closure. Uncompleted tasks will not be let go. They are somehow immoral, wasteful, and threatening to the integrity of the social fabric. A road that ends abruptly in the middle of nowhere signals that something really went wrong.
Be blind, my.
How can your parents let you travel around the world when you are their only son? I don't understand. An only son must always stay with his parents. Where do you stand without your family?
My last night in India, I meet an English expatriate who rigidly schedules his days and nights to ensure constant movement. He says that otherwise he shall lose himself in India.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you aboard Indian Airlines Flight 416, proceeding to Delhi. Kindly fasten your seat belts. We wish you all a pleasant flight. Thank you.
He speaks to me of a recurring nightmare. He goes to the airport and it's closed. The radio reports that all borders are sealed, international movement suspended. He is stuck in India forever.
London, a culture whose point, going by the advertisements and shop windows, appears to be homemaking, the creation of separate warm cells.
Monday, Tuesday,
dinner, TV, sleep, tube, work, tube, own, dinner, TV, sleep.
Radio London. Whoopee.
At home he feels like a tourist. At home he feels like a tourist.
friend. My dear friend.
People look away in the street and ride the underground with their heads buried in newspapers. In this way station, I walk along unnoticed, anonymous again. I frequent Indian groceries and teach myself to make curries. I can still smell India. Returning stateside, the tour doesn't end. The points of interest just never looked so strange.
Pilgrim, noun, 1. A religious devotee who journeys to a shrine or sacred place. 2. A person who passes through life as if in exile from a heavenly homeland. 3. One who embarks on a quest for some end conceived as sacred. 4. One who journeys especially in alien lands. 5. Any traveler.
You just heard Sight Unseen, a travelogue by Jonathan Robinson, broadcast by New American Radio.